Lee.
And let's kick it off with the D's and the Cats. So La Trobe will be taking on Wynyard at La Trobe Recreation Ground tomorrow afternoon at 2:15.
Yes, and look, La Trobe had an inspired win over Burnie Dockers last week, and they've named an unchanged lineup for their final roster match against Wynyard. The Cats, who were brushed aside by Devonport by 67 points, welcome back Stuart Turner, Zane Murphy and Sharon Egger, who replaced Warwick Purton and Josh Kay, who head back to the reserves, while Harry McIver could not be considered due to concussion. The Demons will be keen to finish their season on a high by defeating the third-place Wynyard, and will be looking for another sustained effort from the likes of Ruckman Jade Smith, Mitchell Perry, Lockie Warren and veteran midfielder Sean McCrossan. However, the return of Murphy, Egger and Turner, who will all spend time in the Cats' forward half, along with Connor Barling and Jake Dixon, should give the visitors an edge over the improved Demons. So, Wynyard for me in that one, Lee.
The next match is at Ulverston Recreation Ground, starting at 2:15, as Ulverston welcome the Devonport Magpies. It'll be a tough ask for the Robins, this one.
It will be. Cellar dweller Ulverston, who were brave last week in their 39-point loss to ladder leaders Penguin, have made three changes for their encounter with Devonport. Into the Robins lineup come Jesse Shepherd and James Deegan, along with youngster Sam Walmsley for his senior debut, with Sam Mansfield, Jet Lambie and Jack Orton all to miss through injury. Devonport regained star on baller and their leading goal kicker in Caleb Van Buren, who sustained a head knock back in round 18, and he replaces the unlucky Keegan Lowe. Magpie key forward Taylor McCormick made the most of his senior call-up last week, kicking five goals, and with Nick Milbourne, Bain and Lowe, Joey Chaplin and Van Buren up forward, should have too much firepower for the Robins, who again will be without Luke Dyson and Clay Griffiths. Devonport will also be acutely aware that if Burnie can defeat Penguin, then the Magpies will return to the top position by virtue of the better percentage there, Lee.
So with top spots still on the line and a home semi-final, this, as you did allude to there, this is an important game for Penguin as they travel to West Park and take on the Burnie Dockers tomorrow afternoon at 2:20.
Yes, and Burnie have named an extended bench in readiness for their clash with Penguin, adding Kynan West, Lachlan Crawford and Tyson Cobbing to the selection mix. The two Blues have regained key defender Sam Mitchell, Randall Hardy, Connor Bramage and ruckman Dylan Bramage to replace the injured Tully O'Neill, while Jalen Farrelly, Lockie Blakemore and Rowan Speglig return to the reserves. Penguin have won their three clashes against Burnie this season, and coach Maverick Weller will be keen to maintain their momentum with the second semi-final to be played next week. Two Blues youngsters, Dusty O'Neill, Luke Biney, Jay Van Essen and Joel O'Donnell, have been in great touch all year, along with experienced heads in Luke Russell, Matt Elliott, Jacob Brown and dynamic key forward Jack Templeton. They should give Penguin the edge over the fourth place Burnie. However, Lee, Burnie coach Brett Plant has that knack of lifting his players come finals time, and with Nick and Harry Walters, Dylan Smith, Rudy Barrett, Bailey Bogue, Nick McKenna and Isaac Plant at his disposal, a Penguin victory will be hard-earned. But two Blues for me.